Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Whether you're, I don't know, walking the dog, you're in a waiting room, or you're on a flight, audiobooks are an increasingly popular way to enjoy great writing. And speaking of great writing, author Dave Rudden is here to talk about what it feels like to go to the bother of writing a book for people and then having to read it for them as well. Dave, welcome back.
Hi, good to see you.
Now, I did tell you off air, I'm not a fan of audiobooks.
I'm so shocked. And your reasons are even, we're gonna fight about this. It's going to get rowdy.
Because I do feel audiobooks are, it's like cheating.
How is it?
Because you're not reading, Dave. You're listening.
The first stories we ever experience are read to us by the people we love most in the world. That is the most, like, that's the foundation of how we start loving books, is by having them read to us.
Okay, that is true. That is true. I do like to read to help me fall asleep. Will audiobooks do the same thing?
100%. You just got to pick one that's not too exciting, you know? There's like okay. A mid-range, someone's having a lot of feelings, there are no dragons in it. Next thing you know, it's 7 a.m., you've had a lovely sleep.
Okay.
And some very weird dreams.
Okay. Yeah, it's just one thing that I haven't got on board with, but there's a swell of interest for
Definitely.
Audiobooks, isn't there? Where's that come from? Why do you reckon that is?
So I've prepared a couple of factoids
okay.
for you.
Okay.
First audiobook was recorded in 1932 by the American Association for the Blind. It is a massively growing industry. I think the recording growth of like between 20 and 25% a year, particularly since like COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 4% of the books market in Ireland, which is a little bit less than the sort of like than the rest of the world. And I think a lot of it's because we're all so busy now. There's no turning off. The idea of sitting down and spending an hour just looking at pages is like a wild luxury. Right. So the ability to read while also putting out the laundry or making food is just like something that people are really attracted to. And it allows you to sort of like multitask in a way that you couldn't before. Like, I'm an author. It's my job to read. And I just judged a book competition, and sitting down for like half an hour to read felt like I was not doing my job as an adult and a parent. Like, it really is hard to carve out that time for yourself.
Mm.
And audiobooks let you like walk the dog, you know, run around after your kid while something's playing in the background.
Is it a dangerous game? Because I would be afraid I'd get my favourite book and I wouldn't like the sound of the voice that's reading it to me.
Yeah,
can that be a big switch off? Because you do a lot of audiobooks. And have you ever gone, oh, I don't like the sound of their voice, or that's a bit grating, or no?
Yeah, I mean, it's you are adding an extra level of reading on the reading. So just as you can read a book and like not like the voice of the novelist or not like the way they describe something, you then have this extra element, which is the performance. And the reason I do my audiobooks, and I don't want to like talk ill of anybody, but when I was sent a sample of the person who's going to read my audiobook, my books are set in Ireland, and they had this like very old and established sort of like, you know, British pronunciation guy reading, you know, this 13-year-old growing up in Mayo. And I was like, doesn't really fish. He sounds like Brian Cox. And I said, you know, do you have anybody who could maybe do like an Irish accent?
Mm.
And they sent me the same guy doing an Irish, like a hatai de tita toy de tai kind of Irish accent. And I was like, oh, can I do it? Because this is a war crime, what you've just inflicted me to. So yeah, the voice can totally put people off.
When you were doing the audio for your book, what was the experience like in the booth? Is it tedious? Is it long? I mean, how did you find it?
It is very strange because it is you in a room with a sound engineer. So you're essentially reading a book to this person who you've just met for 3 days, and you're kind of like staring them in the face. They're giving you like comments on your like technique and things like that. And there was a moment on the third day, it's like quite a sad bit at the end of the book, and Daniel, very nice Daniel, he like came on the intercom and said, I'm just gonna go for a smoke. And I was like, oh, are you okay? And he's like, it's just very sad, Dave. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. So it is weird and like a little like kind of intimate, I guess, or cozy or
yeah.
something. And then you, as a fantasy author, you're like, why did I invent this word? I don't know how to pronounce it, but you have to.
Okay, so then what about celebs reading their own books, like Michelle Obama and people like that? Is that probably the way to go?
Yeah, I mean, I listened to Becoming and I did think it was good. And I think that I wouldn't have wanted to hear it from anybody else. And I think it's like, I don't read a lot of celebrity books, but I think probably one of the reasons people buy celebrity books is because you want to know that person better and you want to hear their story in their words. And the natural addition to that is their voice as well.
I might try the audiobook for that because I thought reading the book, the actual book, was so unbelievably boring.
Oh, right. Okay.
So I couldn't get through the first couple of chapters. So maybe listening to her would be easier.
Or... I hope so. Yeah. Like, I mean, when, like, because it opens with her talking about, like, after the, you know, the election, after leaving and all this, and like these quiet little moments. And I did like hearing those.
Okay.
In her voice. I mean, listen to it to put you to sleep.
Okay. Win-win. Yeah. That's a very good tip. So what do you listen to? What do you like to what books do you like to read on audio?
So I love fantasy books. I love crime books. My favorite audiobook ever, I think, is the Glorious Heresy series by Lisa McInerney. So they're kind of like crime literary fiction. There's a young drug dealer in Cork and they're read by Shelley Atkinson. And she just gets the musicality and the sort of like the Cork accent is just a joy to listen to. So those I thought were really, because the way that they're written is very like fun and fast and performative. And that really comes across the voice. I think some books are meant for audiobooks.
It's interesting. It seems that there's this new, it's a new kind of art form in itself. People who can read or people who can voice an audiobook. Is there any kind of awards for them? Is there any kind of category for them anywhere in the book awards or anything like that?
I mean, there should be.
There definitely should be.
Like there's certain authors like Kevin Barry is a brilliant literary fiction author. Like everyone kind of knows he's also very good at reading because he's done a bit of acting. And like, you know, when you go to literary events and you hear somebody read their work, you're always so excited to hear someone be good at it and good at presenting their work. I'm like fiercely competitive and I learned off a reading from my book. And I remember doing an event with a bunch of other authors and first person read was good. Second person read was good. Third person got up and like got up on the stage and like was going down and like, you know, saying their thing directly into kids' faces. He was really, really good.
Yeah.
And then she sat down beside me and went, "Beat that." And I put my book down.
Oh,
and I did the whole thing without looking at it. Mm-hmm. She's like, "It's not a competition, Dave." And I was like, "I know, but if it was." So it is, I mean, it's a way for authors to show off, which you shouldn't encourage us to do.
I love it. Okay, right. Give me some, and people who are listening, an idea of a few different ones that you would recommend. Okay, so for the novice, for me, I like biographies. I like true crime as well. Sometimes I like a bit of smut lit.
Okay.
So... What should I do first?
Now, do I know and will I admit to on air knowing any smut lit? I don't think so. All mine are like kind of fantasy. Well, if you like a gorgeous chocolatey voice, I would listen to Norse Mythology by Neil Gaiman, which is read by Neil Gaiman. And he's got a voice like a mahogany cabinet. It's just very like easy listening.
Like it.
If you want a variety of performers, World War Z by Max Brooks, which is kind of it's a little like true crime set after a zombie apocalypse where you hear how each country kind of dealt with it. But that's got a cast. It's got Alan Alda, Alfred Molina, Frank Darabont, Martin Scorsese, Simon Pegg. It's a real star-studded lineup. And then if you're looking for something on the children's book side, our own Lauren Enogue, Patricia Ford, her book The Wordsmith has a gorgeous audiobook read by Imogen Wild, and that's a lovely fable-esque kind of thing to listen to about a world where the words you're allowed to speak are kind of rationed. So listening to that as an audiobook is especially fitting.
Wow. Okay. Finally, there are loads of paid subscription services people can get audiobooks from, but the library.
I will never miss an opportunity to yell about Ireland's libraries. If you've got a free library card, you can download their BorrowBox app and you can just get audiobooks for free, because I do think Audible being a subscription service does put people off, and I get it. Everything is a subscription service nowadays.
Yeah. And that's also really hard to say. I struggled as well.
I'm struggling.
Subscription
right
service.
And yeah. I'm an audiobook guy. So go to the library, free books.
Yes. And you can take it out for as long as...
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Okay, you'll get it through. You'll get through it in 3 weeks.
You will get through it in 3 weeks.
Okay, you've convinced me.
Okay, good.
You've convinced me. And I want to show you something.
Oh my God.
I have my wallet here. Where is it? Hang on. This is really... Oh God.
This is so exciting.
This is so exciting. Yes, I do. I don't have it right in this wallet.
Oh,
but
no.
I do have a library card.
I believe you. I believe you. I trust you.
I do have a library card and I'm going to use it to get my first audiobook. Thank you.
Good.
Dave Rudden, thank you so much for coming in today. You can get more info at daverudden.com and check out your local library for info on free audiobooks and check out the smut lit. Change your life.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.